All right, Lieutenant Governor, obviously connectivity is important. You know that around the state. And coming up here, I mean, I can confirm for you there are many places where the internet sucks.
Well, you know, I'm really proud of Highline. This company is Michigan-grown, is innovative and aggressive in their goal of connecting rural communities in Michigan. And it's exactly the kind of business that Governor Whitmer and I are really excited to support. You know, we stood up the Michigan High-Speed Internet Office in March of this year, funded that as part of our bipartisan Build Michigan Together plan. And that's all about connecting every Michigan home and organization, institution, business to the internet in the next 5 years. And so working with companies like this, internet service providers who are working fast, who are working hard, connecting communities, we're super excited about what this represents. And it's going to be transformative for not only this part of the UP that's being served by Highline directly or the work they're doing in the thumb of the state of Michigan, but other providers are going to be stepping up as well. And so I want everyone to experience the higher quality of life that comes with high speed and high quality, consistent, affordable internet access. And we're going to deliver that as part of the administration.
The state budget was just passed. The governor is still reviewing it, I imagine. What is problematic in it, if anything?
Well, we are looking forward to being able to sign the budget very soon. You know, it takes a little bit of time after we reach the deal and the legislature votes on it to get the actual documents all typed up and sent over to our office. And, you know, we've already signed our education budget, the historic education budget that we did, you know, highest per pupil funding ever in the history of the state of Michigan, more equity in delivering it to different districts that have different needs, monies for mental health supports for our young people and our education professionals, as well as monies for school improvements. So we're proud of that. We're looking forward to signing this budget after we finish our analysis very quickly.
The status of the governor's attempt to have the 1931 abortion law overturned in Michigan, give us an update.
Right now, that's in the hands of the Michigan Supreme Court. You know, we filed our lawsuit to call for the Supreme Court to assert and affirm the right to abortion care in Michigan under the Michigan Constitution. We did that back in April of this year, long before the Dobbs opinion leaked or was actually decided. We continue to stand tall in our confidence that abortion care is protected under the Michigan Constitution. But that's up to the Supreme Court to determine their timeline. But while they are still deciding that, I want everyone in Michigan to know that because of action decided in another court, abortion is legal in Michigan. It's available in Michigan to people who need it. And we want to make sure that everyone recognizes that they have full access to their sexual and reproductive health, their choices, and their privacy in Michigan right now. And that when the Supreme Court ultimately makes their choice, then we'll have clarity as how we go forward.
And lastly, the effort to fix the damn roads, as the governor said, that is, anyone who's traveled around sees a lot of orange barrels around. Is that program really taking shape now, do you feel?
Well, we've been hard at work on this since the beginning of the administration, and we're proud that here in the UP, that's resulted in 30-plus bridges that have been fixed, 3,300 lane miles of roads that have been repaired or reconstructed here in the UP. This has been created direct construction jobs as well as enabling economic opportunity all across the Upper Peninsula. I visited a project here yesterday in Bessemer along US 2, and that's a $10 million, $9.9 million project. To again just sort of unlock again economic activity, have safer roads that don't break our cars and are safer for people. We're proud of that progress. By the end of this year, we're going to be at 16,000 lane miles of road total across the state of Michigan, more than 1,200 bridges repaired. And this is what progress looks like. And so we appreciate the MDOT professionals, our consulting and contracting partners, our skilled trades, our union professionals who have stepped up to deliver high quality work on these projects. And you know, Michigan roads are going to be safer, and they're going to be better when this is all finished. And we're going to continue to invest.
Lieutenant Governor, thanks for coming up here.
Thank you for having me.